not in the infinitive void, but within the atmospherical zones. In fact, if there is no air, there is no noise. And as there was a noise, that famous trumpet, to wit, the phenomenon must occur in the air, the density of which invariably diminishes and which does not extend for more than 6 miles round our spheroid. Naturally, the newspapers took up the question in their thousands, and treated it in every form, throwing on it both light and darkness, recording many things about it, true or false, alarming and tranquillizing their readers, as the sale required, and almost driving ordinary people mad. At one blow, party politics dropped unheeded, and the affairs of the world went on none the worse for it. But what could this thing be? There was not an observatory that was not applied to. If an observatory could not give a satisfactory answer, what was the use of observatories? If astronomers, who doubled and tripled the stars 100,000,000,000 miles away, could not explain a phenomenon occurring only a few miles off, what was the use of astronomers? The observatory at Paris was very...